When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Most of us eat every day. Some of us too much. Because yesterday's food is not enough to supply energy for today's needs. Why then do some of us expect yesterday's portion of heavenly manna, the Word of God, to keep us through today's challenges? On this program, we are going to change all of that. Let's experience God's words today and receive the power we need to live healthy, vibrant lives. Welcome to Your Daily Portion with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Sunday, February 19, 2023. Hello, my name is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Your Daily Portion, where we give you God's Word every single day, and today is no exception. We are continuing in our new lesson study series, Managing for the Master Till He Comes. Did I just say it's new? Yeah, it's been a while, but it's, you know, still fresh. We're learning new things. Our caption for today is First Things First. First things first. This works perfectly with my temperament because I like to set foundations before I move into building. So First Things First is a wonderful caption for today. Before we get into it, I'd like to say welcome to you and ask you to go over to yourdailyportion.com. There you can join our Bible study community. It's surrounding this lesson study. That's where you can ask your questions, make comments, and so forth regarding the study. And of course, to invite me wherever you need me to be in the world, and we can make this happen as the Lord gives us strength. YourDailyPortion.com, and we can build and grow fellowship together. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we can get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this new day and this new work week. Thank you for loving us beyond our ability to comprehend, for protecting us through the night. Please teach us how to build foundation with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. First things first. So as youths, before I go into this passage from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, as young people mature into adulthood, thoughts will arise about having to provide for basic needs. This is what it is. Like, I remember actually asking my mom about money when I was in university. I hadn't lived at home since I was 15. Now I'm in university and I'm saying, God, Mom, I don't know like what budgets are and how to deal with bills and that kind of a thing. And so she helped me as best that she could. So I understand this because we're thinking about basic needs like food and clothing and shelter. Jesus himself has told us how to prioritize our needs when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these shall, all things needful, shall be added unto you. I shared that with you the other day. I said I was doing an entrepreneurship workshop, really a quick presentation, and that is where my story actually began, right there in Matthew chapter 6, believe it or not. Of course, for those who are older and who didn't make a choice for Jesus when they were young, there is still time to make the right decisions regarding stewardship. Now, we're going into the book of Ecclesiastes. That's the book of Ecclesiastes. And we will read chapter 12. I'm going to use the amplified version of the Bible so we can clarify some of the language here, okay? And so the Bible reads, beginning at verse 1, "Remember thoughtfully also your Creator in the days of your youth, for you are not your own, but His. Before the evil days come, or the years draw near, when you will say of physical desires, I have no enjoyment and delight in them. Verse 2, before the sun and the light of the moon and the stars are darkened by impaired vision, and the clouds of depression return after the rain of tears. Verse 3, in the day when the keepers of the house, hands and arms, tremble, and the strong men, feet and knees, bow themselves, and the grinders, our molar teeth, cease because they are few, and those eyes who look through windows grow dim. When the doors, the lips, are shut in the streets, and the sound of the grinding of teeth is low, one rises, and the sound of the bird, and the crowd of crowing of a rooster, and of the daughters of music, voice and ears sing softly. Verse 5. Furthermore, they are afraid of high place and dangers of road, and the almond tree, the hare, blossoms white, and the grasshopper, a little thing, is a burden, and the caperberry, desire or appetite, fails. For man goes to his eternal home, and mourners go about the streets and market places. Verse 6, earnestly remember your Creator before the silver cord of life is broken, or the golden bowl is crushed, or the pitcher at the fountain is shattered, and the wheel and cistern is crushed, and the dust out of which God made man's body will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it." Final verse, verse 8. "Vanity of vanities," says the preacher, "all that is done without God's guidance is vanity or futility." And so we see here the interesting concept of we must put God first at the time that we are strongest, so that when things start to change in our bodies, in our minds, in our perspective, we will hold on to that connection to God. And then, God forbid, some of us will die. I wouldn't call it our eternal home, but some of us will die and will lay in the dust until the judgment has completed and God will come and give the rewards, the resurrection. Yes. And so God has given us the privilege, though, to consider this, because there are so many people who are making decisions for eternity and don't realize that that's what they're doing. That's why the Bible is saying very clearly, make good decisions when you have the opportunity. And best of all, if you can do it when you're young, it's too late for me. It's too late for some of you to make it when we're young. But even still, as I said before, we can make new decisions every single day. And the decision to put God first is the key one. And so we see in the book of Genesis chapter 29 that Jacob was making some decisions. And I like how G. Edward Reed identifies how this works. After Jacob made a spiritual and financial commitments to God, the Lord directed him to Rachel at the well. Do you see how that goes? Just like when God created Adam, I said this to you a few days ago, when God created Adam and he gave him his work in Genesis chapter 2, and he also was the one who named the animals, and whatever name he gave it was in agreement with God. And then God brings to him a woman. So God gives him relationship with himself. He gives him work. Then he puts him to sleep. He creates a woman and then presents the woman, who has received a connection with God herself, and then he brings them together. You see the sequence of events? And so in the story of Jacob, it was very similar. It is fitting to make spiritual decisions and your life work decision before committing to marriage. Future spouses should know, well, what are they getting into? Is this person a committed Christian? What type of work will he or she be involved in? Will this person be a teacher, a preacher, a nurse, a lawyer, a laborer, right? A widget maker, like a web designer? What is it that the person is at least planning to do? What kind of life will I be committed to? Other questions that need answers before marriage commitment are, what level of education have been completed, or what are the aspirations? What amount of debt will you come into as you come into the marriage? Am I going to be willing to accept this situation as a part of my life? See, it's interesting. I'm married now 21 years, and we made this our decision, Simone and I, about marriage in the same way. We even pulled our credit reports. We knew what we were doing for our employment. We looked at our debt load and all of that, if there was any. And so God has been so good to show us that if we put Him first, then in those daily practical decisions, we can learn from Him and then even be successful in our marriages and other relationships. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This has been your Daily Portion with L. David Harris. Make it a great day.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.